Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. How's everybody doing? Everybody all right?
Good morning.
David.
Before we get started with the... before we get started with the show, I'm going to try to do this live. I should have recorded it, but a little something... A little something to start the show today.
Please. An opening number?
Let's see what happens.
Wow.
The year is 1971. Robert and Sharon Spiewak welcome bouncing baby Robert Jr. into the world. Doctors in the maternity hospital tell them all signs point to a very large child with little or no athletic ability. In 1976, five-year-old Robert terrifies his parents when he is discovered in the kitchen after consuming a dozen raw eggs and three sticks of butter. Years later, it will explain his deep love of hollandaise sauce. 1982, Robert discovers a Playboy magazine and locks himself in his bedroom for 37 hours. His grandfather, Big Daddy, tells close relatives, this will help strengthen his hands when it's time to pick the tomatoes. I have to start the music again. Thank you. Hold on. Start it again. Thank you very much. At the age of 15, Robert is told to forego his physical education classes and instead instructed to report to the school cafeteria, where he will learn how to make pies. Three months later, Robert is taken by his father to a screening of the classic film Gone with the Wind. This profoundly affects the young man, who spends the rest of his summer speaking with a southern accent and attempting to hitchhike to Atlanta. He also begins frequenting local costume shops in search of the perfect Scarlett O'Hara dress. It is at this time Robert also begins to act out in his high school classes. His history teacher, so frustrated by young Robert's constant interruptions, attempts to throw Robert out a second floor window. But tragedy is averted when he is unable to fit the boy's head through the opening due to the largest cranium in his high school class. Then it's on to Virginia Commonwealth University, where Robert Jr. discovers his love of alcohol and begins a love affair that will last his entire life. Days are spent sleeping through his classes, while nights are occupied with drunken trips to fast food outlets, terrorizing unsuspecting employees. Upon graduating, Robert becomes the first VCU graduate in the history of the university who has the liver function of a 51-year-old man. He also must accept the fact that although in his 20s, he will never, ever be able to run. And now, it is 2018, and Robert Wadham Spiewak Jr. is known by the name of Rob A. He is somewhat happily married, with two children, and a national following of devoted fans known as Rob Mobbers. He is rapidly losing weight on a steady diet of ginger ale and tater tots, and he has proven to one and all that the best things in life are sweet and salty. Congratulations, Rob A., and happy birthday. We are all hoping, by some miracle, you make it to 50. Thank you very much.
Yay!
There we go. Sorry, the music ran out.
I can't tell you how flattered I am. You got most of the facts right.
That happy birthday. Awesome. That's it.
Yeah.
You know,
was it 34 hours?
Yeah, it was 34. Yeah. Boy, can I pick tomatoes.
Oh, wow. That's strong hands. That's
But I also remember what he said all summer long. Big Daddy used to tell me, he said, son, don't rough up the squash.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You know, here's a little note for other broadcasters. If you're going to do something like that, you might want to knock it out prior to 15 minutes before the
show. I love that. You know what? No, I disagree, because you were able to pause for laughter.
And that's the genius of the show. Yeah, the idea that you could actually come up with that. So.
Yeah, wonderful.
Well, the real music that I was going to use had talking in it. Otherwise, I would have used this one. This is the one. This is the classic.
Oh yeah,
Robert Jr. But anyway, welcome to the show. Happy birthday, Rob! 47 years
Thank
old.
Thank you. Today. Thank you so much. Heard from my parents and got very unemotional texts from my son.
Really? What did your
Happy Mother's
say?
Day.
Happy birthday. All lowercase.
Love you, Pop.
Too busy.
Dads don't get birthday greetings that are the dad's birthday. You know,
however,
this
because
you're a father.
But I got a call from my daughter, that made my morning. That's so nice. He actually called me.
What'd she say?
Just happy birthday, Dad. I hope you have a great day.
Oh,
and see you tonight.
Man.
You
know,
so it was very cool.
Like happy birthday, sluggo. Will you be celebrating on the weekend, or will you
I
be
believe
doing anything
Carrie is going to wait until the weekend to not do anything.
It is. Really? Father's Day, Mother's Day, mom birthdays, dad birthdays.
Oh, no
birthdays.
Comparison. No comparison.
The only time dad will get a big birthday will be when it's a milestone birthday.
Like a 50. Otherwise, they might do something for 50.
50 or a 60 or a 40. That's when they're supposed to be special.
We may go out otherwise. To dinner tonight. We'll see what happens. We don't know.
Wait, what do you mean you don't have plans?
We have no plans.
Oh,
it's not up to him. It's not up to him to make the plans.
Oh, yeah. Respect is not a word that really flies high on the Spiewak flagpole.
And you know what, though? The idea of birthday activities, I know there are some people that plan their own. I have always felt that when it is your birthday, it is necessary for just to sit back and let people do for you.
That's women's
work.
And if
you do that, you're inevitably going to be divorced.
Yeah. But what I hate is about a week out when the one who has pledged in the eyes of God to stay with you and, you know, be with you for the rest of your life through sickness mm-hmm. and health.
Yes.
When she says, well, what do you want for your birthday?
Yeah, as soon as that question is asked, you know, you lose. Did you want to do anything special for your
birthday? Even better. It's already in the past tense.
Exactly. Hit the misogyny alarm for me. Maybe it's because my wife's not here. Hit the misogyny because that's fine. Because the fact is, how many times have we all got, did you want to do anything special for your birthday? No, I just decided I'd fart around all day and just get closer to death by 1 year.
This is where we part ways. I would say that, yes, your significant other should help with the planning of your birthday, but I don't think we need to celebrate as men getting older.
No, but the fact is everybody. Everybody loves. Everybody loves to be special on their birthday. There is no doubt that everybody loves it. I'm in total agreement with you that some. The fact is that Christmases and birthdays in your boy's case right here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking about 35 years of Zippo, of nada niente. You know, I mean, the fact I've gotten used to that. And I've
if anything, you're spending more money on those days.
But what do we do? What do we do as guys? This is the truth, too. We have to cop to this. What do? We see something we really want. Either we save for it or we buy it.
Oh,
we
yeah.
Get what we want for
ourselves.
Because
they haven't broken that glass ceiling yet.
Yeah, it's not like, I think they're accepting. There are exceptions to the rule where once in a while you will get the item, you know?
Yeah.
Carrie has you were really surprised by something fabulous on your birthday.
Gosh, I think it was a Father's Day present. But okay. Carrie went and researched and bought me a vintage on the air light. The kind you would see in an old radio station.
Sweet.
And I had no idea she was looking for
it. And that takes some doing.
Yeah, so that was a really good gift. That was 25 years ago. Oh. No, it was about 5 years ago.
I would say the last time Shannon did anything special for me was 4 years ago.
Like, well, that's good, too.
A year into our courtship.
Okay.
Where it was a Christmas, and she bought me this LED keyboard. It was so dorky, And I said, well, my God, you really
thank you.
You really did research. She goes, no, I just went on Pinterest and I wrote gift for dorks.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Now, this is not a material thing, but last year, Carrie did sort of a reverse surprise party where the night of my birthday, she arranged for everyone in Supper Club to show up for drinks at the house and didn't tell me about it. And that was very cool.
That's
because when
very
you talk
nice.
About feeling special, when people
that's feeling
come,
special.
Come to your house, that's feeling special. That's good.
That's and every year, Carla makes me feel special on my birthday by agreeing. She gives me a lovely little note. Says, I will be staying with you for one more year.
Oh, she exercises the option.
But she left. She's left already.
Yeah, but it's not his birthday. It's okay for her to leave
not my
on his birthday.
Okay.
On my birthday, it's okay.
It's okay on your birthday.
Right, that's a tradition. Yes.
But you know what? It's a tradition. No, it's
March Madness in the O'Mara house, and she is gone.
But the fact is that it is Rob's 47th, kind of a non-birthday.
It is a non-birthday.
Not a big one. Do you feel differently? I'll ask the traditional question. Do you feel
I still feel like
not right. He looks great.
Did you have a ginger ale yesterday?
Yeah, what's that?
Did you have a ginger ale today?
I had a ginger ale yesterday. Yes, I did. And today there will be another ginger ale. And I am wearing a collared shirt today in the off chance we go out to dinner tonight.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it's a good, it's a cam shirt. For people who enjoyed Modern Family 8 years ago, you'll see the cuffs actually are a different pattern than the shirt. So, yes, it's fabulous.
And it fits you.
Yeah, it does. Well, actually, there's a little room.
No, I'm saying it fits you. You lost so much weight. It still fits you.
Yeah, it's
Mike,
a little
he's
roomy.
Getting skinnier. Those 64-ounce sodas.
That is delightful.
As
Trip
Pony
Affleck
said.
Weighed in on that, and he said something along the lines of, you've got some sort of medical condition that's required.
Thanks, Trey.
Causing you to lose weight.
A tapeworm?
Yeah, I'm sure it's a tapeworm.
No, it's some pre-diabetic condition or something like that. You know? How's your urine?
It's fantastic. I'll send
you
some.
That's good to hear. But yeah, I am a bachelor.
Did she get out of the home yesterday?
That is a bit of a story.
Oh, good.
I'd like to once again send my salute out to JetBlue. You know, we taped the show early so that I could whisk her to the airport at 9:30 for her 11:30 flight. And the fact is that would anyone like to guess what time her 11:30 flight took off from Regional Southwest Airport?
We're having weather. We have to know that.
Well, I mean, but we didn't have any frozen weather.
There was no weather down here.
On their end. That's what I'm asking.
There was no weather down here.
Yeah, we had a sprinkling, but by the time it was 11:30, it was almost done up here.
Yeah, but this is a cause and effect.
Okay.
So the day before there was weather, so they probably didn't get out till 3 o'clock.
4 p.m., you got it right. 4 p.m.
Whoa!
It's operations.
Waited all day because they were the plane was originating. By the way, I'm going to give Oscar a flourish for that. Because the fact is, the plane originated in Boston. Now, here's the thing. We always talk about planning. Don't you think an airline should kind of plan what they're going to do? That an airline, maybe, you know, you anticipate you're going to get this north.
Well,
they
forecast the weather. They knew about this a week ago.
So anyway, the plane was late. I don't know when it was leaving Boston, when it was getting
and
to
then
DC,
they have they always say, it well, it's here, but they've got to clean it.
No,
which is a disgusting thing.
They boarded at 3 o'clock, just like Oscar said, and then were told to disembark right after they boarded because they missed the window for the pilots to fly, and they had to get another flight. Now, wouldn't you think as you were boarding the airplane,
that's another plan ahead thing, yeah,
that type of thing. But JetBlue once again is just winning all over the place.
And you stayed at the airport that whole time with them.
No, we went home. We went home and hung out. And that was tense because you get ramped up.
You went home or everybody went home?
I took them to the airport, parked the car, walked in with them to make sure they had their boarding pass.
For sure.
To make sure everything was done. We got to the gate. She hadn't checked and I hadn't checked. Shame on us.
Yes.
That's our fault. And then the guy says, that plane's going to be leaving it now at 1:30. I said, okay, we'll go back home and 12:30-ish, 12:45, I'll take you back to the airport,
right.
Which I did. And anyway, shut up, Frankie!
God. I haven't heard one of those in forever.
Well, he's probably all messed up because, you know, the dynamic is different.
She's gone.
I'll tell you. Look, I've got a lot to talk about here as far as managing.
Do we
this
need
house
to get a leather couch in there for you to lay down on for today's show?
Right. Let me have my psychotherapy session. Okay. But FedEx is here. Hi. How are you?
The Xanax.
Sammy's here.
Killing Frankie.
Where do I go? I got a lot to take care of today, including Pony helping me with my fat man bicycle seat.
Oh,
Pony, did you get a haircut?
I did.
Doesn't he look good?
Oh wow, that's incredible.
Would you like him to stand up so you can see him really good?
Let me take a look. Oh, somebody emptied out the gulag. Let's start the show, boys.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Why are you talking about
I did what your brother
don't
couldn't.
Don't say
I
this
broke
to me.
You and I beat you.
Oh, no.
It was Paul. Told me about you. He's the prophet. He's the smart one. He knew what was there, and he found me to take it out of the ground. You know what the funny thing is? Listen. I paid him $10,000 cash in hand. Just like that. He has his own company now. A prosperous little business. 3 wells producing $5,000 a week. Stop crying, you sniveling ass. Stop your nonsense. You're just the afterbirth, Eli.
No.
Slithered out on your mother's filth.
No.
They should have put you in a glass jar on the mantelpiece. That land has been had. Nothing you can do about it. It's gone. It's had.
If you would just you take this lease, Daniel.
Drain it, Eli, you boy. Drain dry. I'm so sorry. If you have a milkshake, and I have a milkshake, and I have a straw, there it is. That's a straw, you see. Watching. And my straw reaches across the room and starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
There Will Be Blood.
Oh, yes.
That is one scary little movie. Daniel Day-Lewis scares me in that movie.
I had to cut that scene down because it's like 2.5-3 minutes long. And there's almost not a missed syllable that you can take out. It's all that
and he's
good.
Retiring.
Yeah.
He's retiring?
Yes. He's
I've heard
one more movie and that's it.
Wow, that's scary.
It's a screwball live. Comedy.
Live and then he's Viper done. Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. Actually, we're a radio show and podcast.
Yes.
In that order.
Thank yes.
You. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us just like yesterday at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, which is to say, are you hiring? Are you posting your position to job sites and waiting and waiting,
waiting
and waiting?
Waiting.
Are you waiting, Eli? Are you waiting for the right people to see it all over the country? Let ZipRecruiter help you. ZipRecruiter is the smarter way. They built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. These invitations have revolutionized how you find the next hire. In fact, 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive so you never miss a great match. The right candidates are out there. ZipRecruiter is how you find them. Businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, FREE. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Okay.
So, yes, I am Bachelor Man for the next 2 days.
Bachelor Man.
Yeah, Bachelor Man. And
do they deliver there? Everything, Florida, right?
Yeah, but I'm not, you know, I cooked.
Chinese food. Chinese food.
To be honest with you, DoorDash. I cooked my lunch. I had a little vegetarian pasta, which was lovely, with nutritional yeast and a little
so
vegan butter.
Boil
and
noodles.
A little garlic powder. And I boiled noodles and had that. And then for
dinner.
But
do you sprinkle the yeast? We've discovered the yeast is like a powder, right?
It's like a Parmesan cheese on it.
And so it has
it
a little
taste like cheese, but it's got a flavor.
Okay, like an earthy flavor?
So that's it's kind of earthy.
Yeah, nice.
I don't know. I can't really describe the flavor. It's like feet.
Do you go to a Guanamia by yourself?
Like no, I don't go to restaurants by myself.
Okay.
I didn't do anything. I came home, went to the golf range, watched the other guys out on the golf course because I'm not allowed to play because I'm not playing in their big Cocoonville Invitational Tournament because I don't have any friends that play golf, which is the truth. I don't have any friends.
But you were in a thing in a couple weeks ago that like Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
that
because
was a thing.
It was another member here. I have plenty of friends that play golf here.
Oh.
I don't have. I'm not up at a country club or a golf club back east, so I don't do. All these guys go home for the summer. These guys play golf all the time. I play golf half the time because I'm up there. Nobody in Maine is a golfer. They're all like they do other stuff.
Oh, yeah. So the Invitational is
stand on a dock.
The Invitational is, for example, if you had friends,
you have to bring a buddy down from another place. You have to bring a buddy.
Oh.
A lot of guys. Some guys are playing with
it's
their
like
sons.
A Sadie Hawkins dance.
It's like, no, not exactly like that. But thank you for the effort.
Where the
it's
feminine golfers invite the more masculine butch golfers to play.
No, that is not true. You see, this is why. Wouldn't it be nice if one of you two had some desire for athletic achievement
Mike,
of some kind?
I would love to play golf. You actually gave me golf clubs to go play with, yeah. Right?
Yes.
You've never invited me out once to play with you, ever,
well,
in my life.
You need to get to a certain level on your own, and then I'll invite you. You understand how that works?
Mm-hmm.
You understand
Mike,
how
I have
that works?
Played
you
got to
do the work, Oscar.
Your recreational time is spent cycling. That's what you
yeah,
do,
but
correct?
Mike,
you play soccer.
You should know this about me. A.
Yes.
I have tailored golf clothes. I look amazing on a golf cart.
Doesn't matter.
Whether we're walking or carting, I'm there.
There are 500-pound men that are down here that are six handicaps that I'd much rather have on a golf course.
I will lose 20 balls and never make a big deal out of it. I'll say, let's try next time.
You want to have someone who can play. That's it. That's that. These things, it kind of works that way.
Yeah.
Now, you don't have to be great. There are plenty of people that aren't great. But the fact is that if you want somebody that matches your ability a little bit, the long and short of it, there's here's the quality. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You two would fit many different qualities. Now, the number one being you'd be able to come down here and hang out, and you could even stay if we had room. You could
right.
stay at the house because I'm comfortable having you guys in my home. Okay,
thank you.
I don't have that, but you don't play golf.
I could be like your Burt Young to Rodney Dangerfield in Back to School.
No,
I wouldn't have to golf.
You're not even happy birthday, but you're not even part of this discussion.
What about
you said I could stay at your house if you had room?
You could stay at my if you were coming down to like go to a.
So you're saying if we went to your house and
coming
Florida.
Down to go to a play because all the big off-Broadway stuff is happening down there.
Like when you came down for my son's christening.
Yeah, well, that was a little more than a play.
That was more than a play, yes.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the first 80-plus-year-old cast of Hamilton.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
To clarify.
Yes.
If I flew down, right,
yes.
and say you needed like a studio upgrade and we worked
yes.
that out.
Right.
Yes.
And then you said, hey, Oscar, I'm going to go.
You and I would hang out and we would have no problem hanging
yeah,
out
Yeah, yeah, no,
the
but we... Would you invite me for a round of golf?
No.
How about lunch at the club?
Why wouldn't you do that?
Because I wouldn't want you to be miserable.
Why would I be miserable?
Because you can't play.
Yeah, but we're friends.
We're friends. It doesn't work like that. You have to be able to enjoy the game. I will give you
this
a
this is why you don't
example.
Have friends.
Your other
this is no, why you this don't
is,
have friends.
You're hurting him.
Certainly one reason.
You don't understand. For example, I play golf, not semi-regularly, but I have frequently with your other radio partner's brother.
Yes.
Casey.
Yeah. Casey.
Casey and
Casey
I have
Dukes.
Played on my, and why do I play with Casey? Because Casey loves the game and plays during his free time.
Yes.
You do not. Rob does not.
No.
That's all it is. You don't have to be a U.S. Open winner. You have to play with. You have to have some interest in the game. You don't. When was the last time you played a round of golf, Oscar? That'll answer the question.
My brother.
Nine holes are better.
No, we played 18. And
when?
That would be My brother got married about 4 or 5 years ago. A Trump International.
Your brother got married. Your brother got married.
A Trump International. Okay. Played a full round, and I remember going out there, and I told my brother's father-in-law.
So you played 4 years ago.
I played 4 years ago, but again.
So that's, I mean, that says what I mean. If you played,
yeah, but he shot a 68.
Yeah, but my brother's father-in-law,
yes,
who is like you, and he was like, yes, he's like, I want everybody to be with us to be great golfers, right? And I walked down in my loudmouth pants that were tailored.
You were wearing loudmouth pants?
Yes,
the,
I was.
The big pattern?
Yes, they're called jackass pants, Mike, in the business.
Oh,
yes.
God, oh no!
And I remember walking in and I was like, is this too much, sir? And he goes, you must be a fantastic golfer. I said, no, but I've got 24 balls in my bag.
Two dozen should do it, officer. Yeah. That's the way it should go. No, if you were like into it and you wanted to come out and play, of course I'd let you play, but you're not, you don't care about it. So I mean, if it's having the desire that you play frequently enough, which is, you know, a few times a year at least, to be out there and have a good time. Did you have a good time the day you played?
Absolutely. And
No drinking.
It was all golfing.
But did you lose a lot of balls?
I lost about 18.
Wow, he budgeted well because you budgeted about 1.3 balls.
And the guy in the white suit, who looked like he used to be in Disorderlies, was
Disorderlies
was running after them. I said, "Dude, please stop."
You had caddies? Did you have caddies?
Oh yes,
that's the guy in the white suit,
full setup. And I said, "Sir, please don't run after my balls. They don't matter." Like you, just please.
You've
keep
had
going.
People trying to run after your balls for years.
Yeah,
I don't play that game. No, but I told the caddy. I said, look, man. Every time you, because he would go deep, like he was duck hunting, like in looking for. I said, no. Look,
he would go deep into the duck blind. Yeah,
and I'm like, dude,
I understand.
I don't need my ball back. Like I'm just here for fun, and I'm here for one day.
Did you sink any in the drink? Any water balls?
Let me explain the way this works. This works with fathers and sons. And like, for example, my nephew plays a few times a year. I would love to play with
him. My brother plays all the time.
Your brother plays all. He loves the game.
He loves the game of golf.
That is so. For example, if it was your brother who was my pal, he'd come down here. Most of these guys have been doing it a long time. It's all they do. That's their recreation. Yeah. That's what they have other places that they've met other people. Unfortunately, when you're not part of, since I'm not living in D.C. anymore,
right.
I don't have anybody up there that I play with regularly. And so that's
who would you invite if you were up here? Give us an example. A friend.
How about your buddy, you know, Bill Clinton? I know you saw him a few times around the links.
Well, for example, when I was up there, I brought my buddy Bill down here. And
we've never heard of Bill before.
I used to play with some of my buddies up there. Yeah, insurance bill.
He came down here,
not for a tournament, but he came down here with
a couple
of other guys.
You were also doing your charity events for him
I used to play with another guy that came down here for that same tournament, but I don't have those connections anymore because you have to play with the same guy. You understand?
Yeah.
It's a regular ongoing thing.
Dan O'Brien plays. Just it.
What's that?
Dan O'Brien plays. Would you play with him?
No. Dan, do you really play?
Nope.
So that's it, and so that's the only reason, and I can't force it. Now, by the way, there is a listener who reached out to me who apparently is a phenomenal golfer. He actually showed me the results of a state amateur championship.
Ooh,
wow.
That he won like last year,
a ringer,
like the senior California amateur champion.
Yeah,
but I don't know him. And I know him like from email exchanges, but you gotta have
it's a friendship.
It's like a friendship like I have with certain people, but
a friendship unlike any other.
You don't get it. I don't want to talk about this.
No. Would it be?
You
know,
when's the
rules?
Last time you played? Have you ever played golf, Rob?
No.
Except our tournament that
I've been to a driving range.
Did you even play at the tournament?
No, I just walked around and glad-handed, as they say.
Okay. Right,
but I have been to a driving range, and I've walked a course. I've walked several rounds with people just to socialize, but I've never played the game.
And yet,
I have friends. So somewhere between us lies the middle.
Hold on. No, you're being an asshole. I have Has nothing to do with friends. I have friends. What I don't have are friends that golf regularly.
Would it be inappropriate or considered like not within the realm of the game to invite someone to play with you like that champion that you only know vaguely?
The thing, here's the problem.
Okay.
The friends that I have now, my social circle is confined to people that are members of this particular place. That's okay. Up in Maine, my association's up there. Most people don't play golf. And I don't have family members that play.
So you need an outsider that is a friend that plays golf, yeah. And it's just it doesn't exist.
Even with family members or with anybody, it has to be somebody that loves the game enough where you want like a 4-day commitment. I mean, these guys are taking vacation time off.
Oh, wow. Okay.
To come down and do that.
How do you foster your California connection?
It's involved. You have to be a friend. You have to be.
No, but I'm saying, well, how do you?
Yeah, you can get there.
You can, Mike. This is networking.
That would be something if he ever. It's too much.
What if he just came out and met you somewhere, a neutral place?
To be honest with you, I would love to have my nephew play next year in this thing. But
that would be cool.
He's a busy guy, and he got the paternity leave, and I don't think he's going to be able to take that kind of time off. When you're a young man developing your career, as we all know, you kind of have to pick and choose your time, and usually, and he's got two small children,
your wife and kids, and say, "I'm going to play golf."
But I can still listen. I know all the realities of it, but I can still be jealous from these farts that go out there and monopolize the. You know, they're all out there partying and drinking right now. They're they're getting ready to go. 10 minutes, they tee off in 10 minutes.
Wow, so it really is. It's a four day event, yeah. like a pro tour.
Wow, yeah, they closed the course for him yesterday.
He is mad.
Yeah, they did that.
Displeased. Yep,
did. Yes, sir. Yes. Sir. But here I am doing a poem for a birthday guy who then tells me I don't have any friends.
Oh, come now. You know what I meant. You have friends in this room.
I hope you choke on your Mugu guy pants. But anyway,
there's a chance.
Yep. So that's it. That's it. And I'm alone.
You love solitude like we love solitude.
Yeah, enjoy it, embrace it.
I don't know whether I like it as much as I used to.
Oh.
I'm somewhat attached to the little guy and Mrs. O'Mara. I have to admit that I am somewhat attached right now. It's let's not go crazy. We'll start the show. We'll move on and we'll be back and we'll have more fun and more thrills. I have a question for Pony and. We'll talk to Rob.
Max here, too?
Mac is here.
Oh, Mac's here. Oh, great. We'll be right back. It's time for a
change. You asked, and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen, and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. You're going into battle. You need the people behind you, the soldiers. Guys you can trust, guys who know what they're doing. That's why you need the guys at Cornerstone First Financial. Let them fight to get you the best deal possible, whether it's a refi or getting pre-approved to buy a home. Cornerstone First Financial will advise you and make sure that you win the finance battle. They know their stuff. They genuinely care about you. And they won't retreat until you win the financial fight. Just ask Oscar, the whole Santana family. They all bought golf clubs from them. These guys are our friends, and if you're smart enough to call them, they'll be your friends, too. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Be smart with Cornerstone First Financial. Yes, I have taken the reins with all of the life forms in the O'Mara household. I fed Beluga. Beluga slept on the bed with me last night. Like one far corner of the bed, and I was at the other one where he snuggles up to Carla. Because he's old and she doesn't know how long we're going to have him. So she cuddles with him. I tried to do that, and this is what I got. He just was nervous, and he didn't want to have anything. So he slept on the far corner of the bed last night and then whined when I was taking a shower this morning.
Linus gets really upset when anyone your is dog not Linus. In the house. My dog Linus gets really upset when anyone is out of the house. But if Carrie's away for a couple of days, he really does lose it. Are you seeing really different behavior?
Oh, Rob, Beluga is losing it like you would not believe. I mean, he whined today. You know, he's staring at the door. He will stare at the door all day.
Heartbreaking.
Just waiting for her to get. Do you notice a theme here? Do you notice a theme? All right. It's connection.
Your dogs don't even like you.
My dogs don't even like me. I mean, that's the way it is. You know, I mean,
they're not going to golf.
I've got guys that are
little
also
clubs.
Not playing. By the way, I should point out, I've got guys that aren't playing in this thing that I'm playing with tomorrow that are not, you know, for one reason or another, not playing in this thing. So I've got some connections
down
here. I'm doing fine.
Now we know why we changed the start time. Interesting.
Yes. Now we know. Yes. Are you okay?
Still?
Why is that a concern for you? Is it too early for you?
I'm happy for you. I'm happy that we can accommodate your wonderful schedule. I just want to make sure that it wasn't anything medical and that you're healthy and you're safe. That's the most important
part. Was he worried about me? Was he worried about something?
Yeah,
he was worried that your balls were not totally busted and he wanted to make sure they were totally busted. I mean,
Do you know how paranoid I would be if I occupied my time thinking about where you're going? I'd have a nervous breakdown with your 50,000 irons in the fire. I don't worry about that anymore. I don't.
No.
But he really was taking dickishness
to a new level with this one.
Yeah.
This was his scale.
Well, you know I'm back to 100%. My back's feeling better, Mike.
You can sound like
that. God, that's great, isn't it?
You're almost back. Your mouth's almost back. But the fact is that I...
That was just mean.
Go to a mouth repractor.
Yeah.
Get an adjustment.
I'm handling everything. Carla called me today while I was walking the two dogs, which I do. That's my regular chore. Then she gave me the drill about how to feed all these creatures, how to give the old dog his medication and peanut butter.
Frankie is not that much younger than Beluga. Frankie is getting older, too. So
but Frankie's totally functional. Frankie,
do they eat the same food, the same chow?
I put three scoops in Beluga's dish and one scoop in Frankie's dish, and then I set Frankie's dish on top of the bin of food on the edge where Frankie has to rise up, otherwise Beluga will eat it.
Of course.
And then Beluga has Frankie sleeps in the laundry room because otherwise
it sounds like a line from The Godfather.
Otherwise Frankie will poop.
Where's Frankie?
House.
Frankie sleeps in the laundry room.
I have a pathetic life.
Where do you spread the Nutella?
I have a pathetic life. I do. And then Carla left me instructions on how to put the drugs in the peanut butter to feed Beluga and then take him and walk. And then I have to wait. And then I have to take Beluga out. And then Frankie doesn't poop. And I know Frankie's got to poop. So I got to put Beluga back in the house in the morning and then take Frankie on a separate walk.
So sad.
You know, there was a list like this.
It's so ridiculously sad.
You're Mike O'Mara.
I know.
Sometimes I stay up at night and I think if I'd gotten the Howard deal, I'd be paying people to do this crap.
You know what's great is there's a list.
I'm walking around every day like struggling going buy my bonus show.
Mike.
So I can
be fair. We got 200 rooms booked for you. That'll help.
You
fell in love too many times.
That's right.
Now, I don't think I would have, even with that, I probably would be, it might help. Anyway.
never hurts.
No, the only redeeming thing I got. I love what I do. I love this. I love doing this. This is I came in here and I did the thing for Rob.
Yes, of course. Beautiful.
But then she says, feed the fish. The
bubble.
The fish in the fishbowl. Bubble the fish. Take two granules of fish food. I said, what? Two granules? What? Yes, two little. I said, what? Out of the whole thing of fish? Yes. I said, what? He said, yes. What? You don't want to feed him more than that.
What? The whole tray?
Monsignor Jughead was here.
Are the fish vegan as well?
Father Rintintola. So I fed Bubble. I gave Beluga the peanut butter my sinuses are killing me. I fed Beluga the peanut butter with the drugs in him. He's taking people medicine because it's cheaper than the arthritis medicine for dogs. Jesus.
There's a list just like this at Graceland about Elvis, is you have to give him the medicine and peanut butter.
Yeah. And then, but then when I'm done with it adds 45 minutes to my day
to your
running
routine.
Around and doing this. And by the way, I'm in the shower, I'm brushing my teeth, and I hear Beluga going, I said, and I look at him, and once again, I say, what?
What?
And so I finished that, and then he's whining, and I say, "Why?" He's whining to the extent he doesn't whine when Carla's here.
No,
he lets her do her 15-hour procedure to get ready for the day. Oh, but God. He's whining on the end of the bed, and I think he's going to poop the bed because he's whining so much, and he can't jump off the bed anymore because he's too old. And then I take him for a walk. I take Frankie for a separate walk. I give Bubble his little medicine. I give Beluga his peanut butter. I put the 3 scoops out for Beluga. I put the 2 scoops out. And by the way, there are a lot of people that are listening right now going, "That's my day as well, a-hole. You don't need to, you know, talk. These are regular, mundane things that I do."
Yeah, but they're not celebrities.
That's right.
Thanks, Oscar. I appreciate it.
They were never a Heritage, and they never will be a Heritage disc jockey.
Oh, thanks so much. Okay, shut up. Anyway, so that's it's fine. Everything is fine. Everything's going to be fine.
At any point, did you slam the food down and say, "And now who will feed me?"
Oh, by the way. Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Yes. Wouldn't that be nice to have some sort of breakfast?
You want
to see my Here's my breakfast. Yeah. A big jug. A big jug of water.
No.
There you go.
No.
You
know, it's the most important meal of the day.
I wish it was vodka. Yeah. I might grab a little snack before I record my second show today.
Okay.
Life is grand. Anyway, meanwhile, they're all over there going, "Boy, we drank a little too much. What time are you teeing up?" Yeah, play.
Isn't it just doing 10 o'clock tee off, and 9 o'clock is when they destroy the bathroom, right?
Oh, that you don't want to be in there.
No, I know.
I guarantee you that. But I am, let me tell you, with all this jealousy that I'm experiencing, and Oscar knows it well, he's looking at me like, Mike is really torqued up about this.
Yeah.
I am. It's just a combination of all the circumstances that. Because Carl is gone, and these guys are all playing and doing, and they're all the spoiled boys. You know, they had the little look. And some might say I am too, because I get this wonderful.
You're in your 50s.
I'm very happy. And I'm very happy.
These a holes look at you and say, "What? You got to do that show still?"
Yeah.
They disrespect you.
No respect.
They judge you.
They don't have any idea. Yeah, they got another radio guy down here. There's who's doing a show. And I have mad respect for. He's a radio guy. He's on down here locally, and he's picking my brain about the whole podcast world and how to do that. And we commiserate. We're very good friends. And he is actually taking his mobile thing, and he's doing it from over at the Cocoonville driving range.
Smart.
So he won't disrupt his routine. Because he's radio. He's got to be right on that time.
Yeah, what's his format? Is he a talk guy?
Talk radio.
Okay.
Guy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Talk sports talk guy.
All right.
And so he was telling me that. I said, "Oh, mad respect. That's great." So you're actually, because, you know, as somebody who's modified
and
his world for golf,
he has friends.
I'd like to see somebody else there.
So he has someone to play with.
He has friends. Yes. He has friends down here. I would have friends if I played anywhere else down here.
Yeah. You
I
make friends. You're likable.
I could mine the gold for here, but I don't leave here.
Right.
Because I'm old.
You're not old.
You're not old, though.
You
I don't leave here.
Because you have a 4-year-old.
That's
but I've also paid for the golf here.
You have a
here
young,
I've paid for
you
it.
You have
already.
A young wife that you got to keep an eye on, right? Because she's always working out, and who knows where she's going.
Exactly.
Right. So you've got a lot on your plate, man.
Well, I do. Speaking of my plate, and we'll wrap it up with this segment of the show.
Right.
Would anyone like to guess what I had for dinner last night? I made my own dinner with garlic meat.
I'm guessing it has something to do with beans.
Baked beans.
No, you already know. Let me get the buzzer. I know you're incorrect, Rob.
You're
incorrect.
A pot roast?
I'm not even going to give a hint. And we're going to stay here until someone figures it out.
Is it against the vegan lifestyle?
No.
Did it violate the vegan lifestyle? No.
No.
Did you order a pizza?
No.
But you made it. Did it involve pasta?
And by the way,
sort?
You're not even in the ballpark yet because it's not... what one would
I know.
Normally expect.
You ate bread.
No.
Cereal.
No.
What snacks do kids have around? I don't have any
Doritos.
Kids.
Yeah, Oscar may have stumbled on the right line of question.
Oh, so it's something kid related.
No, it's not kid related.
Yogurt?
No.
Thank
not
you, Matt.
What snacks do
that
kids
wasn't
me.
Have?
This was my dinner.
That wasn't not,
I know. I got it.
Oscar nailed it again.
Goldfish.
No, but you're getting warmer.
Stroopwafel.
No. Oh, well, you know what? That doesn't really count. That was a mid-afternoon snack.
Okay.
So I did find
Chex Mix?
Carla, the squirrel, put the Stroop waffles in the freezer after lying to me and telling me that she threw them out. She told me she threw them out. And I found them.
She is the lying squirrel.
I found them. By the way, I like to spread the wealth. And I'm sorry this is all about me, but I'm having a little psychological meltdown right now.
Yeah.
So Carla told me she threw them away. I found the frozen Stroop waffles underneath Michael's Eggo waffles. And it was just like, you know, I looked on. I'm like, oh, my God, look at this. Stroop waffles. Stroop waffles frozen. And they don't go in the microwave that well because the frozen part, the cookie part,
yes,
is still frozen on the outside. And inside is molten caramel, which I'll burn my lip. But that was a mid-afternoon snack. This was not dinner.
Okay,
this
and it wasn't Goldfish. Was it Chex Mix?
It's not Chex Mix.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
No, it's something. It's like Goldfish.
Oh,
like that. He said we were close with Goldfish.
Pretzels.
I will say I had a ton of them.
Animal crackers?
That's all I had for what?
Animal crackers?
No. By the way, this was dinner. This was dinner. And then I went to
Cheez-Its.
No.
Oh, I love Cheez-Its.
Think about a
what
snack.
What are the things would you put out as a snack?
Oh, mixed nuts?
You're close.
Oh.
Peanuts.
No.
Cashews.
No. Palm nuts.
What?
Acorn nut.
Pistachios.
Pine nut. Brazil nut. Hazelnut.
So it's close to nuts. Trail mix?
No, it's not. No, close
you,
to nuts.
What, you put out trail mix
sometimes if you're a pony's house.
What kind of animal are you?
It's not close to nuts.
Okay,
so
you're conjuring
shrimp cocktail.
No, it's a nut.
What the hell?
Cashews.
No.
Pecans.
No.
Walnuts. English walnuts.
No.
Black walnuts.
Think Costco.
Always do. Pistachios.
Rob Spiewak with the win.
I said it earlier. Listen to me.
You said pistachios.
Guys.
Yeah.
You said pistachios.
Yeah, I did.
I had a bowl of pistachios for dinner last
Red or bleached?
They were not red. The red ones, they don't make the red ones anymore, Mr. 19.
They do if you want to get cancer.
The red ones. Yeah. I went down to Woolworths and got a bag of
the
red.
That's a five and dime.
I didn't know they ever sold red ones.
Oh, yeah. And they used to make your fingers and your lips all red. It was nasty.
Do you have to break them open still? Or do you have...
That was dinner. That's what I did. Nice. Yeah, still got the little marks on my thumb. Yeah. Even after the shower.
It was dinner, a little workout.
Dinner and a workout.
Yeah. Dinner and a workout. Yes, sir. My arms are tired. Yes, sir. Yeah. Hi. Have a good trip, Carla. Hi. Have a good tournament, boys. I suck. We'll take a break and come back with more fun. More fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's only right.
Hey.
Hello, ladies. This is Andrea. I'm the newest TMOS intern, and the only intern with, how you say, international appeal. I'm from Italy, but now I'm in America, and I'm also in your heart. You can hear me every week on the Mike O'Mara Show, and in your home, by special appointment. So, ciao, belle.
Oh, I love that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lightstream. The average interest rate on credit card debt, are you ready for this?
Yes.
17% APR.
Man.
That's like larceny. Don't you wish you could combine your credit card balances into one low, fixed monthly payment? Let me tell you about Lightstream. With Lightstream, you get a credit card consolidation loan with a fixed interest rate as low as 5.49% APR with autopay. You could save thousands of dollars in interest on loans from $5,000 to $100,000 with no fees. Plus, see your interest rates before you apply. Lightstream prides itself on full transparency. Your application is 100% online, and Lightstream is a division of SunTrust Bank. They've got SunTrust behind them, so you can be confident that you're working with one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions out there. Apply today and get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way for our listeners with good credit to get this special interest rate discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's lightstream.com/TMOS.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same day funding.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. So thank you for allowing me to purge.
Feel
I
better?
Something planned with. I do. I feel good. Like I got it all out of my set. You, and I don't know if the listeners will understand as much as you two understand, but I think you kind of know where my head is at.
Sure.
Sometimes you just feel like, you know, it's just it's weird. It's weird. And yes, I have petty jealousies constantly. You know, I truly do.
I think
I'd like to be roaring with the guys today is what sure. I'd like to be doing. That's that. But
and I think petty jealousy drives a lot of people.
Absolutely, including the president of the United States.
And competition, right?
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Competition. So there you go.
Yeah.
Competition is fine. So what is the deal with Mac today? Did he actually go see a movie that he's going to review?
So he says.
Yes, I saw Red Sparrow.
Red Sparrow.
Ah, that's the Jennifer Lawrence
yes,
vehicle.
Yes.
And that's the one. Now, do we have any music for Mac's movie reviews? Or
what?
Now, it's time for... Let's go to the movies with Mike McIntosh.
That's it. Exactly. Saturday Night at the Movies by the Drifters.
This week it's Red Sparrow starring Jennifer Lawrence. Mac, take it away.
So when I really wanted to see this movie.
He really did.
I really did. I went to the movie on Sunday night and I...
Alone?
No, with my friend.
Now, you know, he has a guy that he goes to the movies with like every week.
I do.
You play
like
golf?
A standing.
I'm sorry. I digress. That's not funny. All right.
So the movie started off slow.
Hold on.
Okay.
I have questions.
Sure. Go ahead.
What is your routine when you go to the cinema?
If we have,
what do you do? Do you get a snack?
If we go early enough, we'll get a bite to eat at the snack bar.
Do you use a facial wash with little to no alcohol?
Pony, that's a badass haircut, in all seriousness.
It looks good, doesn't it?
That is a perfect haircut for him.
Like, you know what? I think we are experiencing Pony 2.0.
Yeah, throw that
the non-smoking.
He looks better, doesn't he?
He's healthier.
I feel better.
You're eHarmony 2.0.
Yeah, you are.
Pretty good stuff with the,
you look good.
I like the dark sweater and the short on the sides.
Nice.
I'm sorry, Mac. Now back to you. I was having a gay moment with Pony.
Right, as you do.
As I do. Yeah. As I'm often want to do. So when you get there at the time when you snack, what is the cutoff point for no Mac snacks?
About 20 minutes before the movie starts, I'll grab something.
Oh, so if you're late to the cinema.
If we're late to the cinema, we'll just grab like a hot dog at the
snack bar.
Concessions.
Wait, by hot dog, yes. You mean you buy one?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
This is not code for you and your buddy.
Well, let me start.
Time to grab a hot dog.
If we have time. All right.
Let me start again.
In the parking lot.
Yeah, that's right.
Mother, may I? Pony, what I'm trying to get at is like the routine. You go to a lot of movies. I have my go-to fat man snack at the movies. Mine are, it was a big deal for me, Wade, when they started
Wade.
Selling nachos with that little... that plastic cheese that they pour out.
Yeah, that space-age polymer that comes in a pump.
It's, you know, plastic cheese, and it's a go-to for me if I can. I don't always get it, but
right.
I will most. Do you have any routine? It sounds like maybe a hot dog.
Well, no. I mean, in terms of food, I get different things every time, but there is one thing I bring every time, and I actually buy it from Amazon now and bring it in. It's the sour Skittles.
And I'm glad you do that because the people that own motion picture theaters love when you bring your own snacks.
Where do you smuggle them in from? Like, where do you put them?
Oh, I have a huge
in his
jacket
anal
with
cavity.
Me. I just stick in the jacket.
Sour anal Skittles.
They're all brown,
but they taste the same.
They all taste like Mac.
Well, because it's overpoweringly sour. That's their slogan. So sour Skittles. Who's piping in? Who's the? Is that Dan O'Brien? Dan O'Brien, you got to put an application in to get a chair. Okay, that's the way it works.
He's certainly feeling at home.
Okay, thank you very much, relaxed man. But anyway,
oh, he's the fan.
Another
man.
Intern we're spotlighting here, Dan the fan man. You know, okay, put the fan back in its proper place, please. Anyway. Getting right back.
Set
to
it
Mac.
To low.
And it's even worse because I can't hear him. I just hear it, you know. I bet they're all brown. You don't do anal humor on my show. I control that. Thank you. All right. So back.
Sorry, Mike.
Apology accepted. Mac.
Yes.
Back to the movie. All right. Sour Skittles. Glad we got that after a long time.
Who's the dude?
Yeah. Who's this boyfriend?
His name is Matthew.
Yes, it is.
I have been. He was my friend back in kindergarten. kindergarten.
Oh, wow. Lifelong friend. Good
well,
for you.
We had some time when Apart? He left. No, he left.
He broke up.
He left the school, so I was not friends with him for a good like 10-year span. Though, when we reconnected about 5 years ago.
That's social media?
Does Grindr? He yeah. still have the use of his leg?
How dare you?
This is my friend, Lieutenant Matthew.
You guys get your shrimp boat.
It's a Skittle boat. They have all kinds of Skittles. Sour Skittles, sweet Skittles, red Skittles, yellow Skittles, green Skittles.
Huh. All right, man.
Don't talk, Ben.
How'd you like it? How was it? Was it good? She get naked in it?
She did.
Nice.
One scene where she's like flat on her back, like fully exposed, except for an arm just covering the naughty bits.
Wow. Boom. Because that's a big deal with this movie. I know they're
yes.
talking
it's
about
supposed to be
Jennifer Lawrence
talks, talks about being nude.
Yes, mm-hmm. but it is one scene and other from that and anything else from that scene is just a boring movie. It is a really
how's the storytelling? I mean, how's the
it's
plot?
It's confusing and so many subplots that make no sense until the very end. I mean, it has
now
a
I should point out before he continues. Ladies and gentlemen, I have and the whole reason he's doing this is that a lot of faith in his movie judgments,
yes.
because he's usually pretty accurate with this. And I always thought Jennifer Lawrence, you know, take away the nudity factor here.
Right.
One of the most gifted natural actresses, but even a gifted natural actress can't solve a script.
Yeah, rise above the material.
The plot line sounded intriguing. It's like The Americans, if you watch that
but
show.
She's a spy.
She's a
so
spy,
I mean, it
right?
like it might be very, very
a
cool.
A double agent?
Yes. Ooh. But she keeps switching sides, and it's very confusing, and then it has a very good ending. I will say that. The ending is great.
Don't spoil it.
I'm not going to say anything about it. I just said it's good. But
well, that's good because I've seen a few movies recently that did not have an ending. You know, by the way, if you want, and this is spoiler alert, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. You want the best ending, I think, of 2017, I would use Get Out as one of the nominated movies that had probably one of the best endings. I thought that was a fabulous
movie. What about the Churchill movie? That was a great ending.
It was good. Right? It was good. I think, I've got to go back and watch
that again. Who knew the war took that long?
You were surprised. I have to go back and watch it again because I was watching.
It was in all the papers, Oscar.
Mike, so I literally sat there. I said, "How the f did I get through college and then go to business school?" Because at the end of what is it? It's not Churchill. What's that movie called?
Darkest Hour.
Darkest Hour. Right.
Yes.
At the end, when the Allies finally come together,
right?
You're like, all right. At the darkest hour, Churchill like bet the farm, and Roosevelt wasn't stepping out because he wasn't getting involved.
Well, he wasn't stepping anywhere.
And one of the better parts of that movie is the conversation that Churchill has with Roosevelt, where Roosevelt says, really, I can't help you, old man. You know, that type of thing.
Yeah, and he was my favorite sitting president, Roosevelt.
Sitting president. And, Rob just made a polio joke.
Yes. And there's a seat. And you know where I pictured the president?
Where?
Not at the White House. I pictured him in Maine getting that phone call.
I understand, like Campobello.
Yes.
I had that kind of vibe to that, too.
And he said, you know, we've pledged not to get involved with this conflict.
Right.
And by the way, Europe is getting their asses kicked.
It's truly a magnificent story of adversity and overcoming adversity and real courageous leadership.
Yeah.
You know, and it's really
like we have today.
Know, So when spoiler alert, but at the end, it just smash cuts to essentially Churchill betting the farm, right?
Right.
And saying that we will hold on, we will fight for England, we will fight for this kingdom.
We will fight on the beaches, we will fight in the air, we will never surrender.
Yes, I'm there, I'm like, all right, right? Okay, some rough math. It took almost seven more years after that fact for the war to be over. And I sat there and I said, how did I not know this timeline and history in high school?
You had the Germans who were taking over the entire continent. And it was really looking like that was it. It was over. It was over to the extent where there was a huge contingent within British Parliament that was lobbying for negotiating
surrender.
A peace settlement with Hitler, and they would have been flying the Nazi flag over England. I mean, it was that close. Well, and
because I know this, Hitler was a bad guy,
very bad man. And yeah. Mac, yeah. How many? What is your? What is your scale? You how many orange sweatshirts do you give?
I give this a 2 orange sweatshirts.
Ooh,
out of 5.
Wow,
yeah.
Man,
not great.
All right. Well, thank you for that. And you know, take care of those sour Skittles. And, we appreciate it.
Keep sneaking food into the theater.
Food into the theater.
Budget.
Anything next on your radar? Is there another movie you might be attending anytime soon?
Ready Player One. I really want to see that.
Oh, yeah, that does look good.
Yes.
What is that one again?
Ready Player One.
It's from the book. It's a blockbuster book, and Mike, you will probably hate it, but everybody else will love it. Yeah.
Ready Player One?
Yes.
We will.
Right, Spielberg. Spielberg film.
Oh, okay. Oh, that. Yeah, I saw notch. That. Yeah, I saw the preview for that.
We will take
virtual
a break
reality.
Back the news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Just a country boy.
Country boy at heart. Hey, if you guys would love to see us, Rob and Joe, perform stand-up comedy, we have a great deal for you.
That's right. Go to the Rob and Joe Show webpage, robandjoeshow.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner.
And type in the promo code Mermelstein. We'll see you soon. robandjoeshow.com, the TMOS app, and of course, subscribe on iTunes.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, everyone. It's the worst time of year. The weather's dreadful. You need a new bicycle seat. Your interns are going on spring break. And your listeners want to kill you.
Yeah!
What will you do? What will you do? Well, Dingus, how about the TMOS bonus show? The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each and every week that will change you from a dour flower into a gladiola. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com. Click on the bonus show. Get our bonus show. Quit sucking. Thank you very much. And oh, it's news time. Hit the thing.
News.
Russell Crowe and his wife Russell and his wife Danielle Spencer are finally officially getting divorced after a 5-year separation, but they're doing it with a sense of humor. They're auctioning off a bunch of their belongings in an event they're calling The Art of Divorce. This is pretty funny.
That's funny.
They're doing it on April 7th, which would have been their 15th anniversary. I guess they've got a great sense of humor
about it.
It's also Russell's 54th birthday. They're selling off art, furniture, watches, vehicles, musical instruments, and some of Russell's movie memorabilia. Kind of cool stuff. He's been in some good movies.
Yeah.
That includes a Roman chariot, armor, and weapons from Gladiator.
A whole chariot?
That's
calm huge.
Down, Rob. Yeah, I know you wish you had it. Carrie, make room in the garage.
We'll have to move the jukebox to the left.
We need horses.
This is one of my favorite all-time movies, A Naval Uniform from Master and Commander.
Oh, yeah.
I always love that movie. And other items from Les Miserables, Cinderella Man, L.A. Confidential, and Romper Stomper. One of the most expensive items will probably be a violin from Master and Commander that dates back to 1890, and all they're expected to make about $2.8 million from everything. Russell says, quote, "On the practical side, this collection probably equates to 3 rooms full of things. I'll no longer have to care for, document, clean, tune, and insure." So that's it. Russell's getting rid of stuff. And
I love when people, celebrities especially, they just say, "F it, I don't need the stuff."
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
But also,
it's
know.
It's time to get rid of it. Yeah. I want to pay her off, probably give her a little windfall. Yeah. And, you know, I want to take care of my ex-wife.
Yeah.
And I want to do so on the stuff that I don't need anyway.
I bet he was planning to do this all along, though. You don't save that stuff for that long without thinking of the ultimate end of making money on it, I don't think.
I mean, fine. So. I mean, and people,
that's smart,
people, collectors will love it.
And his ex will be fine.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Peyton Manning is retiring again. This time it's from the pizza business. He sold his stake in 31 Papa John's franchises on February 26th, and the timing was interesting. The deal was finalized just 2 days before the NFL and Papa John's conspicuously uncoupled. Papa John's had been the official pizza of the NFL since 2010, and now Pizza Hut has taken over that very esteemed title.
It's unclear. I'd love to see the timeline there. That's very curious.
That's kind of insider
trading, isn't
it?
That's Martha Stewart land.
Yeah, that is.
I'm going to dump a speed right before.
Kind of interesting.
We're leaving.
Mm. Yeah.
Now, it's unclear whether the NFL split with Papa John's played a role in Peyton's decision, but it's hard to believe it was a total coincidence. At the same time, though, he's going to remain a spokesperson for them. Peyton's former franchises are in Colorado, and he got them 2 weeks before
marijuana
was legalized there.
Oh,
that's another Boy, interesting.
Peyton is crazy insider timing. Huh?
No. It's not trading. But think about it this way. If he's
it's
selling,
not stocks.
It's not stocks, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so it's not publicly traded. It's, right, it's privately owned. So he can do whatever he wants.
But if he knew that would hurt that would hurt the brand overall.
Yeah.
Then it's smart of him to get rid of it. He just dumped his assets.
Yeah, but you know what it is? It's still just a little shady because he knew about it before everyone else did.
About the legalized pot, he once said, quote, pizza business is pretty good out here, believe it or not, due to some recent law changes. So he knew. Oh, we all know he needs more money. There's been a lot of talk these last few days about how women's emotions are manipulated and preyed upon when they appear on The Bachelor, and this is only going to make things worse. Monitor your radio if there are little ones about, because this is some pretty heavy stuff. In the new tell-all book, Bachelor Nation, former producers say that they tracked the women's menstrual cycles so they could create maximum drama. This is pretty stunning. They felt that women at that time were more likely to lose it. This is very sexist if you really read between the lines. It also made them more susceptible to suggestions from producers.
God, who's coming up with this?
Brilliant. Genius.
Thank you, Oscar. I'm glad you like
it's
it.
It's like machine learning.
Send the letters
learning.
To Oscar Santana, please. Yeah,
S-A-N-T-A-N-A.
One producer said, quote, "It helped because now you've got someone who is emotional, and all you want is emotion." He added, quote, "When women were going through that time together in the house, it created a completely different vibe," said the male producer who thought that's
not. But think about it, Mike. All the tears. I always wondered why they cried so much at every turn, right?
Thank you.
And you know,
thank
they're not the first show to do it.
Thank you, male person with that comment.
They're not the first show to do that. That was started on the set of The Golden Girls.
They timed the hot flashes.
Exactly. They didn't even have to have HVAC in the studio.
He got one off on his birthday. According to a new survey, 44% of working Americans are chronically underslept. That's a great show you picked for that.
Thank you.
That might be the only show that joke. According to a new survey, 44% of working Americans are chronically underslept because of their job. The top five things that keep us are long hours, obsessing over a work issue, problems with a coworker, worrying you'd get fired, and having a nightmare of a boss. In Oscar's case, it's long hours and obsessing over work issues that probably contribute to, because I know you're not worried about getting fired, and I don't consider myself a nightmare.
No,
so I
no,
think
not
tomorrow. Your hours are a little
I want
dicey.
I want everyone to win.
Yes.
And
except Peyton Manning,
sleep because Rob. Now I'll tee another one up for Rob. Yeah. Rob, how many hours of sleep did you get last night?
Last night, I got two.
Two. It was the password was going to be 15.
Why would you get two?
Yeah. See, the joke was that you don't worry.
Yes,
about it,
you so don't worry you about it.
I was up all night banging my wife.
Oh, stop it! God. Wow.
That's where I was going.
Birthday sex.
This next story is for some of our interns. Moving back in with your parents might make you feel kind of bad about yourself.
Yeah.
But here's what you're not thinking about. It's making your parents feel worse.
Oh.
A new study by the London School of Economics found that when someone moves back home, it causes a significant drop in the quality of their parents' life and well-being.
Hi, Mike.
The negative effect is just as strong as if they had developed, quote, age-related disability. Translation? Here's a translation. You moving into your parents' basement is just as hard on them as dementia or a broken hip.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's sad.
Something
for Dolly.
Aware of Fivo. And now a little something. Thank you, Adrian. There is a 30-year-old guy named Isaac Bonsu. He's from your backyard in Alexandria, Virginia.
That's local boy.
A little suburb of Washington, D.C. He got pulled over around 1 a.m. on Sunday when a cop saw a, quote, equipment violation on his car. They didn't say what Isaac's specific equipment violation was, but it led to him getting busted for something way worse. Isaac was drunk.
Oh.
And so he made the smart choice to run from the cops. But when he got out of his car and attempted to flee, he didn't put the car in park, and his car ran over him.
No!
My God. Yes,
he was run over by his own car. He wasn't hurt, but he got hit with a DWI and several other charges. The car was given a citation for bravery and a lifetime of oil changes. So there we go. Thanks, bravery. And we will come back with the audio vault from the birthday boy, 47-year-old Mr. Robert Wadhams Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen, right here on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Cake and cookies.
Hey there, this is Katie. And this week on Cake and Cookies, I give a final update on my jaw surgery. Rob has an existential crisis. Typical. And I have an interesting trip to the sensory deprivation chamber. Rob and Katie, Cake and Cookies are still getting it done.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Let me ask, how is she doing after most recent surgery?
Came through it like a champ. She did okay yesterday, and she even texted me happy birthday this morning. She's doing okay. Can't talk, but doing great.
Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Now, some of you know that we have a new policy for Amazon for 2018, but we want to make sure that everyone knows it. Mucho importante. Here's all you need to know. To ensure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, just make sure that you click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. It's super easy, and that will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase, so start clicking, because if you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
Mike, if you don't want your bike seat to disappear inside your butt cheeks, you get the InBike Most Comfortable Bicycle Seat, foam padded, breathable, big bike seat for men or women, right there on Amazon.
Beautiful.
Oh, awesome. I love that. If you want the bike seat, Amazon really does have everything. You can find it at the top of the MikeO'MaraShow.com homepage. Get clicking, everybody. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Thursday. Birthday of Rob Spiewak, March 8th, 2018, 47 years young today.
When I sit down in the studio before the show, sometimes I quiz Pony. I ask him to guess who someone is. And this is what tape I gave today. Can you guess who this is?
I was caught stealing gay porn.
Todd Moore.
It's not Todd Moore. Oh. But the floor is open.
I have no idea.
Anyone? That is Jesse Tyler Ferguson, who plays Mitchell on Modern Family.
Oh, the red-haired guy.
Yeah, he is actually gay.
Cam's lover.
Or husband, actually. I think they're married.
Husband.
Yeah, so he tells this fascinating story, how he came out to his parents and how he had to come out to his dad three times. But I do love the story. Check this out. This is Mitchell from Modern Family.
I was caught stealing gay porn. I was a freshman in high school when that happened. My mom and dad had to come to the store, and they showed them the nature of the material that I was stealing, and that's sort of how I came out, which I find funny now in retrospect, but at the time it was incredibly traumatizing. And ironically, though, my father still had a hard time catching up to that, and I think I came out to him three times. I consider the first time the time that I stole the magazine, and then the second time my mom was talking to my father and talking about how I was gay and sort of reconfirming with him and sort of making it official. And then a third time he asked me, after I had been away at school for a little while, he asked me if I had a girlfriend, and I was like, Dad, why are you I'm gay. And he's, oh, your mother said something about that. I was like, yeah, and also I stole the gay porn.
That's so believable.
Isn't it though?
Can't you just get a picture of the father?
Great story.
Do you have any girlfriend? What?
What?
Well, your mother said something about
something about it.
Yeah.
All right. Is there any phrase more associated with mob and mafia culture than Bada Bing? I mean, it was the name. It was Tony's Club, right?
Bada Bing. Come on.
Did you know the phrase was improvised by James Caan in The Godfather? It was not in the script. He just made it up, and that's where it came from.
Nice college boy, huh? Didn't want to get mixed up in the family business? Huh? Now you want to gun down a police captain? Why, because he slapped you in the face a little bit? Huh? What do you think, this is the army where you shoot him a mile away? You got to get up close like this, and bada-bing, you blow their brains all over your nice Ivy League suit. Come in.
So it comes from Sonny Corleone. That's where the first timing happened.
James Caan, man. I mean, the original tough guy.
Yeah.
God, what a great tough guy.
Love it. Fantastic. Love it. Do you know what a call out is? A call out is on a talk show, like, say, and what we're going to spotlight here, Maury, where they're looking for guests for a show topic.
Oh, I thought a call out is when you call out of work.
Yes, that,
if
that's
also
there.
You have a baby
there.
Mama that you fathered with a person
precisely.
That you do not know.
That's right. The call out. So last night on HBO, did a montage of the best call outs from Maury. And this montage stands on its own.
Are you a mistress who's in love with a married man and you want him to choose once and for all between you and his wife? If so, call the Maury Show.
Are you a woman dating a much younger man and you suspect he's using you for your money and a place to live?
Are you a woman dating a much younger man and you suspect he's cheating on you?
Is your father dating a much younger woman and you think she's cheating on him? Are you convinced your daughter's boyfriend or husband is cheating on her? Are you convinced your mother is having sex with your boyfriend or husband? Are you a man who feels it's your right to control your wife or girlfriend?
Is there a possibility of two or more men being the father of your child?
Is there a possibility that one of two brothers is the father of your child?
Are you 18 years or older and the man you believe is your father claims he is not?
Did you get pregnant from a one-night stand that was set up on a dating
app? Does your child look like they belong to another race?
Did another woman's husband get you pregnant?
Are you a grandmother who loves wearing sexy and revealing clothes and it's driving your family crazy?
I love the ones that start out, are you convinced?
Yeah.
Listen, this is really, really important.
Yeah.
Maury's got more money than I'll ever have. I'm
no, he's,
sure
yeah, he's
that.
Doing great. Because he's also got Chung money.
Do you think that really at the end of the day, like when he's blowing spitballs, he's going to look back, it's not worth it?
No, because he really used to be a real
kind of
broadcaster.
He used to have a regular television yep. show.
And he doesn't sound healthy.
But it's the dregs. I mean, the bottom feeders of society. I don't know. I listen to that. I never watch those shows.
If the check is big enough, though, Mike.
But that's the thing. And I'm not really sure I would want to be on television to do that crap.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough call.
It's so gross. Those shows are so despicable.
Are you convinced it's a bad idea?
Oh, my God. Oh, that's so nasty.
All right, so this weekend I had my first experience in a house that had Alexa and a guy who really used Alexa a lot. He used it for a timer. He used it to change his lights in the house and everything. But this is what's weird. Right now, there's some glitch in Alexa's programming, this virtual assistant, where randomly Alexa will laugh. And they don't know why.
Like Phyllis Diller laugh.
Yeah, so it just
like
randomly
Hillary Clinton laugh, actually.
And they say sometimes it comes out of nowhere. Sometimes when you ask a question, instead of getting an answer, all you get is. Now, Google has been very vague about it. They say they're working on it. But this is what I picture is coming into a darkened room and you hear. Jeez. So. If you're getting the scary laugh.
I actually got mine in my office. Can I try
that?
Yeah,
please do. Please do. Yeah.
All right. Hold on. Alexa, what's the weather forecast in Washington, D.C. today?
Okay. There it is. Every day this week, Rob.
I know, right? Good stuff. Good stuff. Got to give it to Jimmy Kimmel. He did a great bit last night. I like Mark Hamill, even though he was horrible on the Oscars.
Yes.
The guy who played Luke Skywalker. He's finally getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today. And Kimmel did a live cutaway. He went out to him I guess it's Hollywood Boulevard where they have the stars. And it's Mark Hamill with a jackhammer.
And Mark.
But did somebody say something?
Yeah, Mark, it's Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, hi, Jimmy.
Hey, congratulations on your star.
Thanks.
What are you doing?
Well, I just picked out my spot for the star. I'm getting it ready for tomorrow.
Wait a minute. That's...
It's Jimmy's star.
That's my star you're jacking up.
Yeah, well, not anymore.
You can't just dig up my star and put yours in my spot.
Jimmy, this is not your star. Okay.
It's not. I know what you're doing. The Jedi mind trick, that doesn't work. That only works in the movie, so forget it.
What movie?
And I wouldn't be doing my job. We close with this. Today is the 25th anniversary. You want to feel old. 25 years ago today, MTV debuted Beavis and Butthead.
I am the great Cornholio. I need teepee for my bunghole.
They're funny.
I'm funny.
That was pretty good.
And what do you think of Podcast Village?
This place is starting to suck.
So there you go. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Thanks for joining us for another episode. Be sure and get our TMOS app and unlock the wonderful Mike O'Mara show 24 hours a day. Send your messages for our Tuesday mailbag to Rob with the extra B at MikeO'MaraShow.com. All regular mail, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Each day, 96 Americans killed by guns. Visit every town for gun safety to find out how we can end gun violence in America. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long. Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
I was caught stealing gay porn.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.